Let's get to an important part of the program. Hello, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me now is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, which is the publication that a lot of people who love the news talk format, whether it be you're a listener on the radio or you're a viewer on television to the three channels that basically, at least on cable, are into discussing what's in the news. I mean, some of the major networks, Michael, they claim to be doing this. They try to do it with shows like The View or The Talk or whatever. I don't think there's an equivalent on NBC, is there, to those shows?
Not sure. No.
ABC's The View, CBS is The Talk. But it's those things have been built as sort of a tribute. Before we get to, actually, Michael's here. One of the main reasons he joins us here is to talk about the top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list that's put together by Talkers every week. But I thought maybe we would pursue this for a moment. The essence of how television copied what was being done successfully on News Talk Radio, because that's really what these shows are all about, isn't it?
Well, there are some aspects of News Talk Radio that are directly copied by television. And you see that on Fox News Channel with their talk shows, because they, well, what could be a bigger copier than hiring talk show hosts from radio and hiring them while they're still on radio. So, you know, you have Sean Hannity, you have Alan Colmes, you have a number of people on the cable news talk channels that are very similar to News Talk Radio, and we consider them part of the realm that we cover as a trade publication in the world of talk media. When you talk about some of the chat shows, though, like The View, or, you know, I mean, you can go all the way to The Tonight Show. The television does have its own history of chat shows, where the difference between a chat show, I think, is that they deal with sometimes less newsy subjects and more entertainment-oriented subjects. They don't take phone calls from listeners. They're not live and spontaneous. They're a bit different. So you're stretching the realm a little bit there when you say a show like The View is a copy of talk radio. But the CNN copies talk radio, Fox News copies talk radio, MSNBC, CNBC, even C-SPAN to a certain level does. They're very, very derivative of modern talk radio.
Yeah. All right. That's a good and fair explanation. That's good. Michael is here, as I said, one of the mainstays of the operation at Talkers.com is to keep their fingers, if you will, on the pulse. Use that in an imaginatory, is that a word, imaginatory? Imaginary?
It is now.
Yeah. Put it on the list, like selfie. Anyway, Michael and his staff review what's going on a lot of these talk radio programs. There are probably 1,000 stations in the country, and I think it was just determined last week by the people who do the rating services that, surprise, surprise, the news talk format is the number one most listened to format on the radio. Is that coming?
What's interesting about that also is that most news talk formats are on AM, yeah, which is considered to be dying.
Passé, yes.
There's a lot of incongruities going on in terms of perception.
Yes, I agree. All right, so let's get to the top stories before we get digressing into some other things. The top 10 stories, according to your research of Talkers this week?
Yeah, they have been as follows. At number 10, we have a couple of stories tied. One is a general story, National Football League action. A lot of talk about football, obviously. And the other one is Dennis Rodman, the ex-basketball star and the controversial character, is in North Korea with his buddies there, and I'm teaching them how to play basketball. if they play basketball, maybe they'll stay out of trouble.
All right, so wait a minute. Let's pull a Duck Dynasty. You want to? Aren't all the people in the Asian Rim short?
I don't want to get into that. Let's go to number 9 at New Mexico. Okay, same-sex marriage. How's that for a...
Let's do a Duck Dynasty there. You want to?
Oh, my gosh. You're getting yourself into trouble.
We can do a Duck Dynasty almost anything here. Yeah, go ahead.
At number 8, India diplomat arrested and strip-searched, which is now... it's a complicated story. I don't think we should get into all the details. People can check it out on, you know, in the news.
Talkers.com. But it's a strip search law in New York, in fact, that sort of plays into this.
The fact is that this story, this incident, is sort of like a tipping point and has created terrible, terrible feelings about the U.S. and India.
Yeah.
And, you know, the U.S. and India are allies.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We can bomb the hell out of their neighbor, Pakistan, going to get bin Laden. They don't care. Or we can bomb the hell out of their neighbor, Afghanistan. Nah, it's okay. But if we strip search one of their diplomats, whoo, it's war.
Yeah, but it also shows, here's what it really shows, and it's very important, the growing hostility toward the United States around the world.
Yep.
And that even our allies are, you know, all it takes is one incident.
Yeah. You can blame, you don't have to say or agree with me on this one. You can put the blame squarely on the shoulders of the president and the way the government's being run across the board. But the NSA is what really has tipped it for so many of our allies. And it's another squandered opportunity, again, in my opinion, Doug Steffen's opinion. This is supposedly after Bush, all the countries didn't like us, and Obama was going to fix all of that, and now it's worse.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder what happens to presidents when they get elected. That they're always going to change what's going on, and then they intensify it.
Right.
There's a missing piece to this puzzle that... you know, if you start talking about it, you sound like a conspiracy nut.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very troubling that people from all walks of life, when they become president, they wind up exactly the same and buddies with the guys that they wanted to oust.
Yeah,
it's almost like and they must take them into a room and say, "Okay, now here's the reality of it."
It's the book.
Here's what you've got to do.
The book. Yep, the book.
Anyway. At number six, we have Obama commuting 8 drug sentences. At number 5, we have all kinds of jockeying going on in the Republican Party for the next elections, including the presidential one. At number 4, we have the Duck Dynasty flap. And that almost was number 1. And at number 3, we have a very troubling story that, you know, Target, known by some as Target, had their credit cards breached. So if you have done business with them, keep your eye on your bill.
Yeah. The stores are, by the way, the stores are a virtual ghost town. I have a friend who lives in New York, and she said the Target on 131st Street, there was nobody in the lines. No checkout. There's nothing because people are afraid to go in there. And Target hasn't done anything really to make you feel better about fixing the problem, even though I don't know that they can fix the problem. They can hire somebody to fix the problem, but... you know, nobody's going to go. I would, you know, find very few people unless they got cash going into Target between now and Christmas, I'm going to bet.
Sort of like a restaurant having food poisoning.
Yeah.
Takes
yeah.
forever to get over
Clean
it.
Clean that up, yeah.
At number 2, we have Obama faces a decision on the NSA snooping. He's got to decide now where he stands on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, Obama campaigned against this type of thing.
Right.
And now, as you mentioned, it seems to become intensified. And he doesn't talk about changing it anymore.
Mm.
So that's a very, very interesting story. And then at number 1, we're still yakking about Obamacare. Most of it, of course, criticism of the rollout. On the People Survey, we have at number 10 the aforementioned character Dennis Rodman. At number 9, we have Hillary Clinton. At number 8, Ted Cruz and Chris Christie. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. John Kerry is at 6. Devyani Khobagadi is at number 5. She's the Indian diplomat that was arrested and subject to a strip search. At number 4, we have Phil Robertson and Nancy Dubuck, who are key characters in the Duck Dynasty flap. John Boehner and Harry Reid are at 3. Kathleen Sebelius is 2. And Barack Obama is number 1.
There they are, the lists, the stories, the top topics of the week from Talkers.com. We'll be back to talk about a couple of nuances, maybe have a little fun with the Duck Dynasty thing, and a moment or two for an industry legend coming up here on Good Day.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of a thousand wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! I mean, hard.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sport and good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here. We're discussing the important News Talk issues of the week. The Duck Dynasty situation was number 4. Conan O'Brien, I think, summed it up wonderfully well. See what you think of this, Michael.
This is the big story. A&E, you all heard this, A&E suspended the star of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, after he made anti-gay comments. Yeah. Yeah, the head of A&E said, "I am shocked that an old bearded duck hunter who lives with his kinfolk in the Louisiana bayou did not have progressive views on gay people."
I think that pretty much does it. All right. Let me talk to you for a moment. We've got about a minute left here. Larry Lujack wasn't really a talk personality, but he was a personality. And the radio medium, and I say that media, has lost a guy that was really important. He could have done a talk show. I mean, the way he conducted himself. And I know in Talkers you paid tribute to him.
Yeah, we did. We paid tribute to him. Usually in Talkers we don't talk about DJs, and then we have another publication, Radio Info, which is a music publication. We don't talk about talk show hosts.
Right.
But both publications deal in stories that are huge for radio in general. And we considered the passing of Larry Lujack, one of the great top 40 disc jockeys of the golden age of top 40, operating out of Chicago, to have been a story of interest to all radio. And he was one of the major figures of top 40 radio.
He was the personification of a personality star, which is sorely missing from all formats, whether it be, I mean, we have, what, maybe a couple of dozen good personalities doing talk radio programs that are really entertaining across the board. The same is true in the music world. So the passing of Larry Lujack certainly was worth the attention. Michael Harrison here. Thank you from Talkers.com.
Thank you. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doing top 10 items here. The top 10 songs according to ASCAP, which is the American Society of Performers. This changes every year. For this year, in the number 10 position, Bruce and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a surprise to find that in the top 10. This is this year's top 10 Christmas songs. Number 9 belongs to Jimmy Durante.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. So when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Great musical story. Frosty the Snowman, number 9 this week on the top 10 Christmas songs of the year. Number 8, Whitney Houston. Her version of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Give a little lamb to the shepherd boy.
The story and the song? Good. Let's see if we can bring in number 7. Again, this is the list of the top 10 Christmas songs being played and purchased this year, according to ASCAP. And Andy Williams belongs at number 7.
Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to
call. This always brings us a smile. Hits that note, don't you love it? Big parties. Number 6 belongs to Amy Grant this year. Her version of Winter Wonderland.
The lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Let's turn our attention to number 5, the traditional version of Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Been around for a long time, 50 years, if it's a minute. Back it up, Michael.
In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Number 4,
rock it.
Brenda Lee, no stranger to Christmas every year. This is in the top five. It's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number four this week.
You can see every couple tries to stop.
Unique, isn't that unique?
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Number three.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Johnny Mathis.
Everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10. We're listening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Very good stuff.
It's beginning to look
one of my favorites.
Like Christmas.
Number two. This is the original version of Sleigh Ride, Leroy Anderson. And his orchestra. This is so good. Great horns and fiddle. Crank it up, Michael. What many people think is the best part of the song is how it ends. Boston Pops have done a great version of this as well. And we all respond to it. We all love it. Most popular version of the most popular song this year.
Oh, the weather outside.
Dean Martin, for the first time in a long time, has shown up for whatever the reason. His version of Let It Snow is number one this week and this year on the top 10 Christmas songs.
It doesn't show signs of stop.
It's kind of a nice, comfortable feeling, isn't it? Get that warm Dino.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. Let it snow. When we find.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Heat caused by radiator surface tension can be damaging. Fact. Water's natural surface tension causes a disconnect between the coolant and the radiator surface. Think boundary layer. In effect, this boundary layer reduces the radiator's available area to transfer heat to air flowing across radiator fins. A radiator additive can serve as a wetting agent, which smooths water flow and reduces surface tension, thereby lowering engine temperature. When choosing a radiator additive for your vehicle, consider Purple Ice. Purple Ice, compatible with all coolants, is not only a wetting agent, but also a corrosion inhibitor. Add Purple Ice to your radiator every time the cooling system is flushed. Visit RoyalPurple.com for all the Purple Ice advantages. Then pick up your Purple Ice today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsleaks.com. That's barsleaks.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Talking about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are really interested in, sort of reviewing, if you will, what's happened on a lot of News Talk radio programs this past week. America, very important in the world. We have important stories to consider, and this is an informative way to put ideas together. That is to take programs that we monitor. Producers of this program are interested in taking the news, listening around to the dial, and the home, the 1,000 stations that are doing News Talk Radio. So we get a pretty good idea of what people are talking about by listening. And then sometimes we take excerpts from these programs and use them as a demonstration or explanation of what people are thinking about a particular issue. So as we are focused back in here, the budget deal, which the House passed a week ago, Senate passed this past week, number two item this week in terms of discussion. And so here are host Charlie Sykes with Congressman Paul Ryan talking about the criticism that Ryan has gotten over the budget deal and his plan.
Let's talk about conservatives and your budget deal, because there's obviously a fierce debate on the right over this budget deal. And you were quoted last week as saying you were taken a little bit aback by the tone of some of the opposition from some of the Tea Party affiliated organizations, and you and the speaker kind of pushed back. So how serious is this little civil war on the right?
I don't think it's that serious. I think John got his emotions got ahead of him a little bit. First of all, when we lost the majority in 2006, many of us who were backbenchers at the time were fighting the earmarking culture, fighting, you know, a lot of problems within the caucus. We lost those fights. Earmarks got out of control. We lost the majority, deservedly so. And I credit the Tea Party with helping us get our mojo back, getting fiscal conservatism back into the Republican Party and helping us get back into the majority much quicker than we otherwise would have. If you remember, I put my roadmap budgets out when we were in the minority during the Bush administration. I had 9 supporters in Congress supporting my roadmap budgets, which did all of the entitlement reforms that you need to do to balance the budget and pay off the debt. And I credit the Tea Party with helping me take a budget that I had 9 people voting supporting to passing it 2 years later with 233 votes in the majority. So I, for one, see these groups, so to speak, particularly grassroots conservatives, as absolutely and just monumentally important to this fiscal conservative effort. Now, the last budget that I passed in the last session of Congress, in 2011 and 2012, those budgets, the highest spending level, the lowest spending level I was advocating in those budgets, those Republican budgets that were excoriated, that were, you know, hit so hard from the left, proposed spending $1.019 trillion for all discretionary spending. Under this budget agreement that I got the Democrats to agree to, we would not hit that spending level until the year 2017. So in 2011, the hardcore Republican budget that the left just pilloried us on.
The end of the world as we know it.
End of the world as we know it. $1.019 trillion. I just got Patty Murray and Harry Reid and Barack Obama to agree to that level, which will not be hit until 2017. Right now, in the next year and a half, they came into these negotiations saying, turn the entire sequester off. No more sequester. I got them to agree to 70% of it for the next year and a half. And this agreement leaves 92% of the entire sequester in place during the life of the sequester.
All right, so that is Paul Ryan explaining the budget deal very well. I thought that that was as good a conversation about that as I've heard, frankly, this week on any program, whether it's mine or any program that has been dealing with this issue. Now, as can be often the case when we are monitoring a lot of programs, what happens when you call us here at 888-302-3684, or you call any of the programs that we monitor, sometimes we put the program callers on live, sometimes we tape them for playback later, sometimes we take a sort of cacophony of sound from lots of different sources and put it together, and thus we have this most sort of montage of talk radio callers where they focus on the budget deal.
I would have preferred to see an even lower level of spending because, as I say, my concern is the debt. And I am a Republican, but I was very dismayed by the lack of budgetary restraint during the Bush years. That, for me, was one of the principal failings because we will reach a point as the size of the overall budget grows and the size of the debt grows, we will reach a point where the system will be really strained, and if we have another large recession, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everyone. And my concern is all the entitlement programs that people are much more dependent on are really going to suffer. There's going to be a real crunch.
Well, they are not thinking about the people out there who have families with unemployment, not extending it. What would we do if we decide to put on the ballot next year everybody in America to reduce their pay? And let them see how to do it. And let them pay for their own insurance. How cold-hearted can this party be in some of the Democrats to go along with such deals that's happening? People around the world is looking at America. They talk about yesterday about the handshake of the president and everything like that. They can throw up anything the government uses except to help bring jobs back here. If they start charging these big companies who got this money overseas in the Cayman Islands of these jobs there, we will see a difference. Charge them every week for those jobs that's overseas, and we can have money. They're hiding their money to these people.
Even though I'm a Democrat, I see that both parties are kind of, you know, I don't see the nail on the head. We're worried about unemployment and insurance and, you know, and continuing that. It should be investments in jobs, investments in the small farms in this country to hire people, get the money going back to the government, because eventually it will. When people sell their products, small business and sell their products and women sell their products, there'll be actually money coming back to the government. I think that both parties don't have the right picture, and we need to revamp a lot of ideas of how we're going to turn the economy around.
Well, I think Boehner is just lying through his teeth again about this budget deal. It's not good. It actually raises taxes, but they're calling them fees instead of taxes. There's no entitlement savings. All the sequestration stuff that Republicans fought so hard for, they're just let go and given up on. And Boehner is showing his spineless self again.
Hi, there's somebody who's obviously a partisan. We have plenty of those listening to a lot of the news talk, sort of issue-oriented radio programs around the country. Some call it political talk. Say it again, Doug. TALK Talk. Coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to the number one issue this week on most of the News Talk radio programs that are discussing issues. That would be the NSA. So stick around for more of that as we continue here in the focus and the conversation on the info that came this week from the research done at talkers.com.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments. Like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89. A 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16. Or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of a thousand wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun and harg.
Want Fisher-Price or play school toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big, we're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Cafe Nashville.
Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angels Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angels Sing was recently judged as family-approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Steffen here, reviewing what's going on conversationally in the world of News Talk Radio. Sort of a typical overview, if you will, in a more formal sense, of some of the things that are discussed. This pretty unique way of listening, having sort of a sounding board, if you will, about the issues. And we know the number one issue is the NSA. Here's a radio host named Tony Cruz, who's talking to federal prosecutor Fred Tetchy about the ruling that found the NSA's data collection process was unconstitutional.
A federal judge Monday ruling the National Security Agency's bulk collection of phone records violates the Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches, but its decision on hold pending a near-certain government appeal. Where are we on this thing, you think?
Well, where we are is, you know, this decision comes as absolutely no surprise to me. I'm sorry. I thought the NSA's activities were the most gross violation of our Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure I've ever seen, ever. And, you know, James Madison was right. He's remember him? He's not the guy who invented the ice cream. That was Mr. Dolly. The guy who wrote the Constitution, you know, be wary of the silent and gradual erosion of our freedoms by the government. And that's exactly what this was.
How so, Fred? I'll ask you this just in light of what the critics say of this kind of movement by this particular judge. And that is, people say, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care who's listening to me because I got nothing to hide.
But that's not the way it works, Tony. Think about it. Well, how would you like if the police went into every home in the neighborhood at night and went through everybody's desk and got all their papers and put them in a big box and said, the next time we think somebody did something wrong, we're just going to go through it. It's not about whether or not you have something to hide. It's about the fact that the government is not allowed to come into your home and is not allowed to take your stuff without probable cause. I just think it's flat out wrong, and I'm sorry. And don't give me this stuff about how we needed to protect ourselves from terrorism because of 9/11. Looking back on 9/11, prior to 9/11, there were 1,000 red flags, and nobody paid attention. Had they done, and everyone done, quite frankly, what they were supposed to do, it would have been avoided. So I don't think that that's a reason to take away our individual liberties. If you do that, then you've allowed the terrorists to change our government, to change the way our government deals with us, and to take away our freedoms, and not to take away anything from the 3,000 people whose lives were destroyed, the families were devastated. That's worse.
All right. So sort of as a postscript or an interesting anecdote, actually I may be thinking this is the most important thing that's come out of this all week, is a member of the White House review panel on the NSA surveillance that says he is absolutely surprised to discover the agency's lack of evidence that the collection of phone call records had thwarted any terrorist attacks. There is no evidence. That's why it doesn't exist. There is none. 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 Anyway, let's listen to a number of callers who are interested in the federal judge's decision on the data collection program.
I saw General Hayden's interview, and I saw Keith Alexander's interview on 60 Minutes, which those two were just absolutely riveting interviews. And I tend to agree with the fellows that we can't let Snowden have a path to victory to lead other guys to show, you know, just because the guy robbed the bank and discovered the bank owner was stealing, should we leave the bank robber free? I don't think so. I think, even though I disagree with the way Keith Alexander handled it, I think he's right. We can't let this guy get away with this. He can't have a path to freedom. I think that we should maybe even consider stripping him of his citizenship.
Part of me believes that opening up and telling the truth is always a good thing, because I tell the truth myself and I don't lie. And so it's kind of confusing for me in that regard. However, the other part where I'm not confused is, I would never tell secrets about our government. I think as citizens, we all know from the time that we get old enough to vote that the government has a right to keep things that are national security private. We're asking for trouble if we don't let our government have national secrets. Then there's the part that says, that with national security, we should have the right to know certain things about ourselves. I don't like the idea of drones being out there and spying on us.
I think he should get amnesty, and I'll tell you why. You know, we have the system right now, you're very much aware of it, that let's say if a person is like, perhaps if they're receiving like unemployment, they have to go out, like, say, and apply for, like, so many jobs in order to qualify for that unemployment. Well, if I think if Mr. Snowden was required to, like, teach us exactly what he did, how he did it, I think the Google executives and many of these other fine companies, along with United States, our national security people, should give him an elevated position and amnesty, provided he provides the service of telling us exactly what he did, how he did, to help us catch people so that they can't do this in the future. I think if he does the exchange of his knowledge to help us so that this could never happen again, I think he more than qualifies for amnesty to be a helper to us.
I think Snowden should be brought back here, tried, thrown in prison the rest of his life, or executed for treason.
There's a friendly way to end that. 51 past the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Talking indeed. I don't hear words. And the talk this week, and probably through Christmas and maybe even beyond, is going to be about one of the big issues. Well, there are a couple of different issues to address here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor and attorney. He's one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, and thus our focus on a couple of things here, Steve. One of them has to do with a general announcement made this week, an estimate that 16.5 million people, which represents about 7-8% of all the folks over age 16 in the United States, experienced an incident or more, maybe more, one or more incidents of identity theft. The Bureau of Statistics says financial losses due to identity theft, about $25 billion. My God, that's a lot of money. 16-17 million people, $25 billion. I had that problem recently, a month or so ago, and it cost the bank or somebody thousands of dollars to pay off the information, to pay off the amount that was charged to me because somebody got my information. Now, on top, this is sort of the piece de resistance. Target this week gets hacked, and you find out that it involves 40 million transactions, that is 40 or more million credit cards, have been compromised. What in the name of heavens? I mean, I guess you could speak, if you want to, about both the identity theft issue as a general issue and then this Target thing, with maybe an idea, if you can, before we run out of time, as to what people, what tips you may have from Scamicide.com, which is your website that deals with protecting people who go through this, what the cardholders can do. Let's get a little legal background first for either or both of these.
Yeah, and you know,
Certainly on scamicide.com we'll also have it, as you said, the written tips. But I was fascinated by the statistics on identity theft first, because they did show that identity theft is now the biggest property crime in America by far, by billions. It's more than larceny. Actually, it's more than all of the other larcenies put together. And the bad news is it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because of the institutions that aren't doing enough to protect us. And, you know, you mentioned how the bank is on the hook for this money. You and I both know that what happens is they'll find some way to pass these costs on to us. And that's part of the problem. So, for instance, the hacking of the cards at Target, which one of those 40 million cards is my wife's credit card. And we are really, really protective. But what happened at Target was the point of sale terminals, that's that little register that you run your card through at a store, at a retail store. That's what got hacked into. And they were able to get that information because it was not properly encrypted. And here's the big thing. In Europe, they have cards that have a chip in there, and they have a different number that's generated every time you use it. So if it's stolen, it means nothing because you're not going to be able to take the chip. Here, we've got a magnetic strip with the same information every time. And right now, it is voluntary, because we have the technology, for companies to use that rather than to have the old-style technology that we have. So, you know, a pox on the banks, a pox on these stores. You know, as far as what we can do to protect ourselves, first of all, even if you have not been hacked yet and you were one of the people at Target, I'm going to be on the phone today changing my credit card, replacing it, getting a new one. It's a pain in the neck. You also have to make sure you're going to update your card in places that you have automatic payments for. You also want to get your credit report to make sure that there's no worse damage that's been done. And frankly, you also may want to even put on a credit freeze. This is something you can find out on Scamicide. So even if someone were able to get your personal information, they couldn't get at your credit report in order to make a big purchase because you have that locked with a PIN. So there are things that we can do. And frankly, right now, one of the big things, if you're shopping at a store and they have one of those terminals where you can swipe the card, don't do it. Give them the card, give the clerk the card, have them swipe it through the cash register, which is not impossible, but tougher to crack.
All right. So there's some very important news. As far as the other, I think, interesting article, we got about a half a minute here, NSA and the snooping. My God, this has all kinds of legal ramifications. This judge is ruling this week. How far does it go? Far enough?
No, and what's going to happen is he's going to get overturned on appeal. But the thing is, and this judge, I think it was a brave statement for him to make, it will at least open the conversation much more. I think the appeals court will overturn him, but then hopefully the legislatures will do something to change this.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here with an overview of important information for you. Get those tips at scamicide.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.